The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning.
Hi, you're not Carl.
Hey, you're not Linda.
Hey. Enough of that.
So this is Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff from We the People. Normally we're Sunday afternoons at noon. Yeah, so this is all different.
Yeah, we're on special assignment.
We do, however, want it put on our permanent record.
We hope you're not too disappointed.
We were here early. Were we not, Bob?
Well, depends on your definition of early.
Oh, normally, trust me, it's early.
We were all
normally
excited.
Yes, you're here early from your circadian
normal
rhythm
minutes.
Point of view. Normally when I walk in, though, Carl is in his office and we exchange pleasantries, if you can call him that. And, but when I walk in this morning, I hadn't been given the heads up that Carl would not, in fact, be here. And as time gets close to 7 o'clock, I'm going, uh-oh, and it wasn't hump day either. So anyway, good to have you aboard, and carry on.
It's kind of funny, get out of the truck, I'm feeling kind of, we're here early, and he comes out, what are you guys doing here?
Oh, no.
Well, how about I lock out some quick weather here for your Memorial Day. Sunday.
In case they don't have windows.
Sunshine, a few afternoon clouds, maybe some showers or thunderstorms possible. High will be around 87 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, and maybe more thunderstorms in the forecast, and a low of 62. Right now in Reading, we do have 66 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, 365-3793. They offer veterans and senior discounts. Shasta Gas Propane is a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
We love those guys. Anybody who supports veterans is our friend.
That's right.
So happy Memorial Day, everybody. And I think it's kind of we looked at the paper. That's another thing we don't usually do. We're not usually on the radio at 7 o'clock. I'm not usually up at 6 o'clock.
Well, usually on Memorial weekend, I'm usually out parasailing or out in a hot air balloon or something exciting like that.
Yeah, we decided we should
base jumping.
We should invent activities that we did on Memorial Day. Bill said inventing the prison printing press was already taken.
Yeah, that was going a little over the edge.
Deal breaker.
Yeah.
Hey, so anyway, I thought it was kind of funny on the front page of the paper. You know, if you ever put this in a time capsule, they have to put Memorial Day closures, things that are open, things that are closed. State, federal, county, city offices are closed, in case anybody didn't know that.
Are you kidding me? No. Finally, those people get a day off?
Thank God. And no mail. Mail is not coming today. There's no mail. Schools are closed.
What about garbage
service? Sure every kid in town is going, oh, really?
Really?
Yeah,
they all showed up, I'm sure.
I guess the buses don't run. That seemed kind of weird. Garbage. Garbage is a day late, so keep all your garbage for an extra day. Banks are closed, but most retail stores are open. But you can't get there by bus. So I don't know. It's kind of an odd little deal. Do people really have to be told that? Don't go to the bank. And by the way, don't sit at the bus stop for longer than an hour if it doesn't come.
There might be
something
wrong.
Actually, I don't know what our bus route is. Maybe an hour is normal. I'm not sure. Oh, my gosh. So Bob, do you have to – what? Bob Martin works all weekend. He's the weekend guy, right?
He does. He works very hard on the weekends here. And then, of course, each day he brings us the news each morning from 6 to 7 here on KCNR. Generally, I hope you guys did a little prep.
There's a lady coming in, whose name I don't have right in front of me, but
very good. If you want to add to the conversation, of course, pick up your telephone, 605-4567. It is Memorial Day, so we'll be kicking out some Memorial Day music.
Yeah. I'm talking to myself in the chat room, so that's pretty exciting if you'd like to jump in on that.
For those who maybe are not fans of our weekend programming, maybe they're out doing other things and they are unaware of We the People, why don't you guys give me a quick thumbnail sketch of what We the People is all about and what y'all do? I'm sure that longtime listeners will know, but On the off chance that we have a new listener this morning or somebody in the chat room, because we do go worldwide.
Of course.
On our web broadcast. Because
the web is open today.
Yeah. The web, in fact, is open.
It's open.
Yeah. Give me, thumbnail the show for me.
We do all sorts of topics. I mean, really, kind of sky's the limit. We've talked about,
lately we've been covering a lot of the Veterans Affairs, which...
Lots of stuff on VA. Yep. We've had quite a few whistleblower shows on that, which is awesome. And replayed one yesterday, as a matter of fact. If you are curious about veterans health care and want to look behind the curtain, we post everything at wethepeopleradio.us and articles and things like that that have to do with programs. So we do tons of stuff on Veterans Affairs. We do lots of things on environmental policy.
Technocracy was a big
technocracy
kind
was
of
a
series
huge
we
one.
Did
if you
there
don't know
for
what
a while.
That is, you yep. should. Actually, you do know what it is. You just might not know the name.
Yes.
Okay. Her name is Shannon, by the way. The lady is coming in at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lady named Shannon. And we're going to learn all... Well, okay, Bill and I are going to learn about it. Apparently, other people already know. But about the gun range that's over in Mary Lake.
Sure.
Yes, yeah, the record
that's
range.
Been there for... Yeah.
Been there since the 1930s as a training area for law enforcement. And I have my opinions on the efforts to have it shut down or closed
that's
off.
That's outside?
Yes, it is.
It's outside. An outside thing.
Outdoor
yeah.
range.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was like 12 years old, I was out there with 4-H clubs learning how to use a .22 rifle.
Really?
Yeah, they had a hunter safety course, and part of it was going out and shooting.
So
trying to get away with that nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's not just for police, or it is?
It is opened to certain other groups on a very limited basis. Mostly it is for law enforcement training.
Mm-hmm.
Because these guys do need to practice their firearms proficiency, and they can do some real-world scenarios out there. And unlike in a very controlled range, it's hard to do scenarios that they might actually encounter.
So this is a big place.
It's a fairly sizable chunk of property.
Yeah. It can't be right in the middle of the subdivision. It
no,
has
it's
to be
tucked up in
somewhere.
The hills a little bit. And there's concerns that the occasional stray may go up, and, of course, ballistics kicks in, and what goes up does come down.
Yeah,
and a falling bullet can cause damage, but there's no reports of deaths or injury from a stray round from record range. But, of course, the big concern is it could happen.
Oh, is that what it's called, record range?
Yeah, record range is the official mm-hmm. name of that gun range.
Why is it called that?
I believe that is to honor some – I can look that up if you like.
I just thought I
should know that because as a young man, that was one of my first jobs was out there at record range. They used to dress me up in a big target suit and say, run, boy. And then I would take off and they got some practice in.
You were the guy in the chicken suit.
They weren't real good shots back then, thank goodness.
Guy in the chicken suit.
Yeah, chicken suit.
So we're going to learn about that, which I thought was kind of interesting. Carl had this all set up. We were kind of the last minute, I don't know, the other folks were gone. And then we're going to speak between like 8 and 9. Marsha Ramstrom is going to come in, and she is a school-based mental health services person.
Mm-hmm.
She came into my office, I guess it was Friday. It had to have been Friday. It was right after Carl called, and I thought, I wonder what we're going to do. She came in. She was really nice. She had a ton of information, and they were doing some mental health training, which, of course, sparked off all sorts of snarkiness on my part and silliness.
I was a witness to that.
And she actually thought that was funny, so, figured, hey, we might as well have her come in and tell us about it. It sounded interesting.
Well, thank goodness for the internet. We managed to pull this up. Record Range was actually opened in October of 1950, so I was off by a few decades there. Shasta County Peace Officers Association filed articles of incorporation, and it is operated by Shasta County Peace Officers Association, named for the late Lewis A. Record, former captain for Reading Police Department, who donated the property to the incorporated Shasta County Peace Officers Association to continue local law enforcement training efforts. Now, the residents who have since moved into that area say, well, it's outmoded, it has outlived its usefulness, and it needs to go. And, of course, once that land is cleaned up, of course, that's a juicy chunk of property to build expensive houses upon.
Mm. Mm. And so who does the property belong to?
It was deeded to the Shasta County Peace Officers Association, which is a nonprofit corporation with according to this website I'm looking at. It's owned by that nonprofit corporation.
Hmm, snazzy. Well, we'll find out. This lady actually lives out there, and so some of the residents have I don't know if it's a real, you know, petition, an official petition, but anyway, they are petitioning that some changes be made, so we're going to learn about that. And I wanted to do the events again at some point in time. Where was that list?
How about we do that right after
we can do whatever
we come
you
back
want.
In the break. You're listening to KCNR 1460, and it is quarter after, and of course you want to jump into the conversation. 605-4567, back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol. For all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
People across our nation are achieving remarkable things in later life. Compass Shining Care invites you to celebrate Older Americans Month, honoring the achievements of seniors who are using their wisdom, talents, and expertise to make a positive impact in our community. Nominate a local senior today for the 3rd Annual Powerful Senior Award. Shining Care invites you to join us in promoting healthy aging, increased community involvement, and quality life for our elders. Shining Care's life care experts provide guidance and advocacy for families who are caring for older relatives or disabled adults, assisting with the challenges of aging by providing consultations and risk assessments, care planning, coordination, and in-home care, as well as the advocacy and support that provide families peace of mind. Visit shiningcare.org or visit Grace Place Tea House at 1448 Pine Street in downtown Reading.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
My name is Ben Goring, and I'm a high-voltage journeyman lineman for REU, your community-owned electric utility. Linemen maintain REU's system. No matter summer's heat or winter's cold and rain, we are there for you. Our team loves what we do and are committed to doing it safely. Providing the Reading community with reliable power is not only a top priority at REU, it's our passion. I live, work, and play in this community. I'm a husband, a dad, and the coach of my daughter's soccer team. I'm a lineman and very proud to be part of Reading Electric Utilities family.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I was just listening. Welcome back. You're listening to not Carl and Linda Bott.
No.
This will be Aaron and Bill and
That's
Bob.
Right.
And now we have Shannon.
This music reminds me of my high school days when I played the baritone.
I was in marching band. Were you in marching band?
No, I was not in a marching band. We didn't have enough for a marching band.
Oh.
Of course, it is Memorial Day. Shout out to the Marine Corps that is Semper Fidelis.
There you go. You're in charge of the patriotic music today. And I guess we should read the different events again since I have this lovely list. So let's see. In order of time, I don't know. Pine Grove Cemetery up there on Highway 99, half mile east of town in MacArthur there. We don't know the start time, but you might check because there is an event there today. Also at Fall River Mills on 299, there's an event there. If you have a start time, give us a holler, 530-605-4567, and then we could actually announce that. Reading Memorial Park down on Continental, 9 o'clock, there's a procession. 10 o'clock, the program starts. Lawn Crest is not having ceremonies this year. And then tonight, Northern California Veterans Cemetery out there in Igo starts at 5:55. I've been burned on that one before because I put 6 o'clock on my calendar. Close enough. But you know what? When it comes to military events, 5:55 means 5:55. So don't be like me. Don't put 6 o'clock. You should really put 5:30. That's what you should do if you were me.
My little trick with Erin is if we have to be somewhere by 6, I tell her we're supposed to be there by 5:30, and then we'll get there by, you know, maybe
sometimes
5
that works.
To 6.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yeah, sometimes.
So, Bob, who's who pays for this segment? Do we say something about someone?
Well, normally in this time slot would be the sleep number bet, but because
we love sleep number bet.
Well, I am sure you do, but Carl and Linda each Monday traditionally do the sleep number spot.
Oh.
And while we do appreciate Sleep Number being a sponsor of the program, I have no I confess that I do not currently have a bed, and
I do not know
what my number. You're 35.
I'm a 35.
Okay.
What are you?
I'm a 55.
You're 55.
I'm a 55. Yeah.
Who keeps shooting?
I think Linda's a 55.
You have a firm foundation. Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly what I'm saying, Bob. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah. See, I have a neck thing that I have to lay on. It's like looks like a piece of crown molding. See, so I pump it all the way up to 100, so it's hard like the floor. But now I don't have to lay on the floor, which is great.
Nothing to do with me. Calling you a pain in the neck.
It's got nothing to do with it.
It's a totally different deal.
So I lay on that for my neck for 20 minutes, and I push the button, and it goes to 35. See, and the bed's all squishy and nice, and then you fall asleep.
And it doesn't work real well when she pushes the wrong button and makes me 100, and then I'm sleeping
on
a
board. Yeah, we got cross-wired, and that was bad.
Man, this bed doesn't seem as soft as it used to
be. Well, yeah, because you have, like, one remote, and you have to tell it which side it's
on. Yeah, that's the tricky part.
It's a technology
but
thing.
But then we have the kind that goes up and down. You know, the feet go up, and the head goes up. And, you know, people think, oh, well, who'd ever use that? Gosh, we use the heck out of that.
Oh, okay, like a hospital bed thing.
Yes, it's spectacular. So you want to read or you want to put your feet up or whatever. We don't have to have pillow magic, you know. You just push the button and...
However, my little dog isn't really wild about the moving of the bed. He gets caught in the crack and then he's all freaked out.
Yeah, if you're a little dog, it isn't great.
Yeah, a little dog. You don't see it coming.
If you're people, we love Sleep Number.
Well, even though this is not, an official Sleep Number commercial, we can tell you that you can save $500 on Memorial Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. Sleep Number is the company, and the Sleep Number store is right here in Reading in the, you know what?
It's like by Target.
Yeah, in the Target Shopping Center.
I don't know if it's called the Target Shopping Center, but it's by the furniture store that keeps changing names.
Yeah.
But, you go in there, and they have this really neat...
1315 Churn Creek Road, in fact.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. By the old Blockbuster.
Yes.
And they're very helpful.
Across the street.
Yeah. Very helpful.
I don't know if they'll accept this as an official commercial or not, but there you are.
Oh, well, I don't know. But, it is pretty handy. You go in there, and they'll tell you what your number is, and it shows you all your hot spots, and there's a chart on the ceiling. So you should go ahead and try it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll be hooked. Yeah. We went in because we were curious. Wow. We were curious all the way to having it delivered.
There you go.
So Shannon, you ready to talk to us a teeny bit about something we know nothing about?
Oh,
we might need that extra time.
I'll do my best.
We should introduce Shannon.
We should, but Shannon will have to introduce herself because I don't know any details about you.
Okay, thanks, Erin. My name is Shannon Smith. I am part of a small neighborhood group. Our focus and purpose is to raise awareness about... safety issues of the bullets that leave the 20 to 25 acre range. And so we've tried to bring awareness and stop these bullets somehow by going to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and the Reading City Council.
You guys have already done that.
Yeah, probably about four times. These are all necessary shoot downs, you know. These are all necessary no's that we had to cross. In order to get to where we were, we had to exhaust all our resources.
Now, how far away is it from your house, for instance?
I don't know. I would say a couple football fields.
Okay. And then you've lived there how long?
Almost 7 years.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So a neighborhood basically grew up around this range that's been there since the 50s.
Yeah. What I'd like to address today is many people are aware of the situation about bullets leaving the range either by strays or ricochets. And since being in the media, they have had to do short taglines that incite the public, putting us into categories
I don't get it.
Okay, so what are we your guys' tagline for me this morning was, come listen
that
to
we
me.
Don't know anything.
Right, right. Well, I'll just bring you, I understand you're filling in today, is to bring, your short tagline was, listen to Shannon Smith, come and explain why her and her group want to shut down the police range. I understand that has to be short for its common, I mean, for reasonable purposes.
Is that not accurate?
No, that's not accurate. What it is we have about 18 declarations. All these people as a group are filing this TRO, temporary restraining order, and it's not to shut down the range completely. No, it is to stop the shooting until it can be proven by an engineer, range engineer of sorts, someone, an expert, that no, that they can put their stamp of guarantee that no more bullets can leave the range, you know, and land where we've been all been finding them.
So is there a hill between you and the range? How's this thing laid out?
Okay, so it dips down. So it gives someone the comfort or peace of mind that their bullets are going to be hit by dirt or a berm of some sort. Well, upon my learning about bullets and ricochets through Chief Belletti, upon impact, dirt becomes very hard, and it ricochets even off dirt, which I keep on finding more and more safety issues about an outdoor range. Anyways, 30 years ago, the Reading Gun Club was evicted and tore down, and those police officers on duty that would work, I mean, that would train there, were forced to go over to the Record Lane range, and with a promise from the city to just be there temporarily. We'll find you a new range. We'll get you a new range, like that. I just recently talked to Sheriff Pope. He said that, 30 years ago, I kept fighting for years for the city to make good on their promise. After years of fighting and getting nowhere, he went ahead and he said with his own and others, blood, sweat, and tears, they built up the now three ranges, the bar, the clubhouse, all by their own hands. He said he remembers when it was a single-strand light bulb hanging from a tree, dangling from a tree, and a target nailed to a tree. Okay, in 1950, it started with the officers, the police officers here in Reading, which were under 10 officers, just using their sidearms off duty because they had, you know, out of range. Now, and they had that secondary safety zone, which is referred to as Mary Lake. They had that, you know, just for free.
Sure.
Many ranges have a secondary safety zone, usually BLM land or something that's not going to be
because it's set
re-zoned
up way out of town.
Yeah, considered back then way out of town. Now it borders the city of Reading, and Mary Lake subdivision borders the county line. So now they're next door neighbors.
Sure.
Not to mention on the other side, still in the county, our neighborhood's going up right now. Anyways, let's get back on track. The 30 years ago, okay, so they built the range and they upgraded, and then now we have on-duty training, police officers contracted by the city of Reading to be out there. They've opened the range up to not just the police officers. Now it's all Shasta County law enforcement, and that includes 800 members. So from 10 to 800 members, from sidearms to now assault weapons, tear gas bombs. Well, there's no limit to whatever they want to use because there's no range master. The only range master is the one you bring with you when you go, if you do. There's a sign-in sheet. They don't sign in. It's hard to hold anyone accountable. I've had the range owners.
Well, how do they know people from the public aren't just wandering out there and shooting?
Oh, because it's
like,
all...
Who watches it?
Oh, there's surveillance cameras.
Oh.
And you're allowed to bring guests. So the 800 members is a lot. They're also allowed to bring their guests. They also... this is for on-duty, off-duty. They also rent their facilities, bar, clubhouse, out to non-law enforcement people at parties. Okay. So anyways, I wanted to address some common things because when I start speaking or having the safety issue, people want to quickly side with the police. Hey, I'm on the police's side too. And everybody in my group are police supporters, range use supporters. we are supporters of the range and police. So we quickly get sidetracked with having to defend our position. So here we go. Let's get distracted.
Hold on for 5 seconds because I think we're at 7:30. So we need to take
take our bottom of the hour break. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Of course, they do not train out at the record range. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
7:33 on KCNR, 1460, make that 7:34. And the weather, taking a quick look this morning, is calling for the possibility of thunder showers. Today's high will be in the mid-80s, tonight's low in the mid-60s. Currently, it's coming up on 70 degrees in Reading. And now, back to our guest hosts, Aaron and Bill.
So you should probably be having your coffee and getting ready to go because at Reading Memorial Park on Continental, the procession starts at 9, program starts at 10. So you have Memorial Day event there and also IGO, the IGO Veterans Cemetery at 5:55 tonight. So be there on time.
I'll bet that one will be a big one.
Yep, it'll be crowded.
They usually pack them in out there.
So anyway, and very well done. So thank you very much to all of our veterans.
Absolutely.
And families of veterans, because I'll tell you what, if you're family of veteran, you get to learn about all that stuff, whether they're in or were in the military.
And you know, so. A quick plug for what was it, American Sniper? That we went and saw.
Great movie.
Great movie.
If you haven't
seen
it,
over at Movies 8, and I think it's only like $2 to go see it. I mean, it's a great deal if you haven't seen that movie.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're thinking, if you were thinking it was just too darn expensive, you're going to wait for the video, don't do it. Go to the theater. It was
good.
That's
right. You can afford the popcorn now.
Exactly. So we have Daniel on line one who has, comments, questions, or input. Hi, Daniel.
Well, good morning. Well, maybe all of the above, but first of all, I'm going to offer the opportunity for people to ride my big bus out to the Veterans Cemetery this afternoon.
Oh, that's handy.
I got a 57-passenger bus, which is donated by Eagle Bus Ministries. We're going to meet over at the Civic Auditorium on the KRCR side of the parking lot there, and we'll depart about 4:15.
Nice.
It's going to save folks a long walk if you get out there, because you can walk a long way out there to get into the cemetery once you get out there and it's full.
Yeah, you park along the road out there.
So here's your opportunity. Jump on. It's a nice, comfortable bus, and I'll get you in there, and you don't have to walk so far.
And is there a cost for that?
Only if you want to help donate for fuel, but otherwise no cost.
Nice. And so what time should they meet you by the KRCR building?
I'm going to leave at 4:15, so be sure you accommodate a little time for that. So get there about 4 o'clock.
That's terrific. Well, thanks a million.
All right.
Appreciate that. So if you're going to go to the IGO event this evening for Memorial Day, 4:15, you can ride the bus. That's a great idea. Thanks, Daniel. All right. Do we have any other things we're supposed to be saying, or do we go back? Okay, we're going back to the firing range.
Carry on.
Okay. Good morning. Since we're officially starting, again, my name is Shannon Smith, and I am one of the 18 or 19 people that have written a declaration under penalty of perjury of our incidents, our happenings with bullets being shot at or found outside of the range area. My purpose today of coming on, or the invitation to come on, was to clear up some of the misconceptions of what the TRO, or temporary restraining order, is for. I'd like to take a moment, if I may, and remember those that died for our freedoms and democratic procedures that allows all of us to choose our own politics. I'd also like to start by quoting Eric Burdon. On Memorial Day, I don't want to only remember the combatants. There were also those who came out of the trenches as writers and poets who started preaching peace, men and women who have made this world a kinder place to live. I'd like to start out with addressing one of the misconceptions that the people funding this TRO, the 10 or 11 people funding the TRO, are police haters, that our group is police haters. It's not true. We are police supporters and supporters of law enforcement training at the range, but not at the expense of public safety or private property.
So if they started shooting in a different direction, would that make a difference?
I'm not an expert.
Is that available?
What I've been told is a guy that lives behind the range has had a bullet on his property. But that was before the metal targets have been changed out. Now they use something else that doesn't make the backwards ricocheting. But they do ricochet, and now they go somewhere else.
Oh, that can come straight back, yeah. There's no doubt. Ricochet can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Someone in the chat says slugs were found on driveways and front doorsteps.
Oh, my front doorstep, yes. 6 on my property where my kids play.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I've had the range owners out 3 times. Now they're trying to deny it. I think their technicality is their new president. I haven't personally spoke with him. I've spoken to 2 other presidents. I think they change every year or 2 on presidents. So they're either not relaying the message or what, but 3 times they've come out to investigate bullets. I found a bullet. I called the police. Oh, we don't handle the bullets out in that neighborhood. You're going to have to call the range owners themselves.
But it's in the city, right?
My property's in the city, and it borders a county line,
right?
And the range sits in county.
Oh, okay. Did not know that.
So there's a lot of passing the buck that goes on. So anyways, I want to go ahead and make sure I get to these misconceptions. So for our TRO, it is not to shut down the range completely. No, the T stands for temporarily. We'd like to temporarily shut down the shooting, halt the shooting. The range, the clubhouse, the bar, where some training is goes on in the clubhouse, we understand that, classrooms sometimes, and also rentals to non-law enforcement parties go on also. We just would like the shooting to stop until, a range engineer of sorts can come out, put his stamp of guarantee that no more bullets will come out and leave that 20 to 25 acre range. I've had it promised five times through the range owner's press release, from personally telling me that they fixed the problem, they take these safety issues seriously, and that they've changed out the targets from metal. It's like, okay, I didn't start complaining about this till about 5 years ago, and the metal targets were changed 10 years ago, they said last time. In the news?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My property, the pavement, my house wasn't even built 10 years ago. These are new bullets. And by bullet experts, gun experts, they have looked at them and said, okay, the shiny ones are new ones. The ones, I guess they can, the old ones are they corrode when oxidation or something can corrode. So you can tell the date within even a couple weeks if it just freshly got fired.
Okay.
Anyways. So this not knowing bullets are leaving, someone please tell Bill Schuller bullets are leaving.
I have no idea who Bill Schuller is.
Oh, he's the president of the Shasta County Peace Officers Association.
Okay.
He's their spokesperson that goes on camera and says there's no way bullets can leave. I think that's their legal stance they have to now stand on. And there you see two different arguments. One, someone is either bullets. There is no way bullets can leave this range. And then two, why'd you move out there? It's obvious bullets leave the range, you know?
Yeah, that's a sad defense.
Either way, okay, so we aren't police haters, okay? That's the farthest from the truth, okay? I have law enforcement in every branch and in my family. Just about every branch. Let me clarify that. I'm grooming my 8-year-old son to be a police officer because that's what he wants to do. He wants to serve the public and make things safe. So let's go on to the second misconception, noise complainers. I'm sure there's people out there that complain of the bullet noise, you know, which is such a petty thing to be complaining about when there could be people being killed to be worrying about. Okay.
Well, is it a big deal?
No, it's not. Here's the thing. When you live next to train tracks, you start to block out that noise.
Sure.
When you live next to a freeway.
We were talking about airports earlier. Yeah.
Airports, freeways, you start to block out that noise and stuff. I used to defend when my neighbors or friends would come over. They'd hear that shooting. Their eyes would get really big. I said, oh, it's okay. It's just law enforcement. They've corrected their safety issues. And again, our kids are out there playing and thinking we're safe until, boom, another bullet found.
So how far into the subdivision do they find them? Because I'm looking at Google Earth finally.
Okay.
I got this thing to pull
zoom
up.
Zoom in
so it's
to
like
a one-mile radius. Because one of our witnesses, exactly downrange across Highway 299, has...
The other way.
Has... Go north. Has had a bullet found... 40 caliber bullet. I have her declaration in here, a dent outside her toddler's bedroom wall and the bullet found right below it. We have pictures. She has the bullet.
Mm.
Okay. So now you could think, okay, a mile radius. Is that what we're working with? Or is there someone here that knows how far assault weapons can travel when not ricocheted, when they just freely move through the air?
Well, a rifle round can travel as far as 5 miles if it has the right trajectory, but I don't think they're cranking their guns up. There could be a misfire. I mean, anything's possible.
Okay.
But, you know, typically if it hits something.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if somebody actually has some stats on this kind of thing and wants to give us a call, we should actually probably give people the phone number. It's 530-605-4567. And,
okay.
You know.
And while they're calling in, I'd like to say no one from our group or that raised the money for this lawyer to get file the TRO.
Mm-hmm.
Complain of noise. Yes, at times the media has asked, well, what do you think about the noise? Like when you just asked me. And then they comment because it's there, you know.
But it isn't like,
it's not,
it doesn't
our focus.
Sound like, you know,
it is not our
it's not a war zone or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, it sounds like that. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But not all day, every day. I mean, deafening noise.
It used to be all day, every day.
If you're in your house, do you hear it?
Yeah.
Huh. I was just curious.
Yeah.
But they do shoot. They do shoot 5 days a week out there.
Seven.
7 days a week.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, okay. Even holidays, because when they get their new Christmas presents, they're out there practicing with them and using them right before deer season or hunting season. They're out there fighting
like
the
us.
Ranges.
Yeah.
Well, we have to take a quick break. You are listening to guest host Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff. We have Shannon Smith on here. We're talking about the gun range out there on Record. Is it Record Lane? Record Lane, I'm looking at here. Give us a holler, 530-605-4567. And Bob has more.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. 222-2750 is their phone number. Full-service jewelry store providing the finest selection of jewelry in all of Northern California. Four Winds Jewelry, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Join us on June 4th for an amazing menu, live music featuring Ladybot and the Bluebirds inside Elements Lounge in the Wind River Resort and Casino. Special feature on June 4th, Master Roller Don Felix Martinez. Don Felix rolled the world famous Opus 10 as well as Hemingway cigars for 15 years. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, June 4th, Romance on the River. Reservations are 243-3377. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. June 4th.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Ding.
Ding. There we go. Wasn't sure if we were going to have more. That was great. So, okay.
Well, there is more, but I decided to let you get on with your program.
That's okay. We kind of like the music. I forget it's so short on this program. We sort of make it longer on ours. So we're here with Shannon Smith. We're talking about the gun range on Record Lane.
And some misconceptions about our group or why the TRO was filed. Yes, another argument that people have about our TRO or our group is that the range was there first. Okay, so it was not. The trail system has always been there, and the city of Redding has always been there. Ricochets used to be contained within a remote secondary safety zone, which drastically reduced the chances of someone getting seriously hurt or killed. So it was tolerated because there's a delicate balance between the city knowing that they put their police officers out there, they need to train, we haven't got them a new range yet, and then the remote chance at the time.
So when they put the range out, when Patrick Jones Range opens out in like Mary Lake and stuff, will they be able to use that? Have you guys looked into that at all?
Oh, Patrick Jones, I think that's Millville.
I think it's going to be in Millville.
Yeah, that's over 100 acres. And then I think a BLM secondary safety zone. Yeah. Okay.
Is there a rule about how big the safety zones have to be and all that?
You know, I don't know. I don't know who oversees ranges to see if they're safe.
Oh, okay.
Or if that title is out there. No, this range has grown from one target, metal target, nailed to a tree, to now three ranges.
With a light bulb.
That was in 1950.
Yeah. And then to now 800 members, plus their guests, on, off duty, for pleasure or for training, and a bar and a clubhouse.
Okay. And you had said that the one was at what tire? Tires? We were looking at it on Google Earth.
We have range one. It's a pistol range.
Okay.
My terminology might be a little off, but explained to me by Chief Paletti. A second range, a tire maze.
Oh, a tire maze. Okay.
Third range is like the rifle or assault weapons range.
Sure. And the rifle range should point north, due north away from all the houses and stuff.
Because due north, there's not houses within the 1 mile, or what you said earlier, not you, but Bill said earlier, rifles can go up to 5 miles.
Sure. But I mean, the houses are sort of, I mean, if I'm looking right straight down the rifle range and I'm looking at a clock, if that goes to 12 o'clock, the houses are really from 1 o'clock and then all the way around that side of the dial. They're off to the right of it.
I would zoom out to a 1 mile radius, because 1 mile downrange, a bullet has been found. People tell me. Bullets can be found as far away as 5 miles. Now, who's going to get that bullet and go, oh, that was that range five miles away?
Sure. No, I was just looking at direction, just to get an idea.
Well, look to the left into the county, and there's a subdivision going up. Hmm. There's all kinds of flattened areas. I don't know if you're in the 2013.
Well, the bottom line is there's housing developments that parallel that range well within range of a ricochet, and obviously if they're finding bullets in driveways and laying in yards, there's an issue there. And
so how long have you guys been actually bringing this up? I was going to say making this an issue, but
after the fifth promise of the Shasta County Peace Officers Association, they went public and put a press release out there that their bullets can no longer leave the range. And then we found more bullets.
And was this like a year ago or 2 minutes ago? Or when did that happen?
Last summer.
Oh, okay. So pretty recent.
Yeah. Since last summer, now we are starting to keep our bullets, take pictures of where they're being found, save them, date them, stuff like that. Because the first three bullets I gave to the Shasta County Peace Officers Association, they were going to investigate whose gun that came from. Never heard back.
It'd be kind of hard to do.
The only time I heard back... was when a couple weeks after one landed on my front doormat, somehow the record searchlight had been calling around to start.
Sure.
This is the first story to start last June in the record searchlight. That day, I finally got a call back from somebody on the board.
Okay. So in a perfect world, I'm kind of a cut to the chase person. We'll fill in the blanks, but okay. So, in a perfect world, how does this turn out? Like what happens? What's the goal?
Our long-term goal would be that no more outdoor shooting will be happening at that range, that an indoor range will be built, a state-of-the-art with state-of-the-art air filtering for the users inside and for the people that breathe Shasta County air on the outside.
Bullets are affecting the air?
Yes. The debris from bullets when a gun is shot is toxic. And
wow.
That's one of the arguments.
I have my nose checked.
That's one of the arguments for having an indoor range because of people that have like a range master that's there every single day, all day long, getting affected.
But you said there isn't a range master.
No. I'm saying in indoor ranges,
right?
Range masters that are there all day, every single day. There's been a report. I don't know what it is, but something was not healthy about that.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
But
to that
on
person.
This, but outdoors. Okay, so.
So now they have. State-of-the-art air filtering.
Sure. But you guys are looking to take this outdoor range that's kind of, you know, obviously kind of maintains itself.
It takes to build an indoor range, whether if we need to help build it ourselves, yes, we will help. If we need to fundraise, you know, in order to get our law enforcement officers indoor range to train so they can continue their training, we will do that, whatever it takes.
How much total ground does the gun range Oh, I'm assuming they
I've heard 20 to 25
acres.
Okay. Most gun ranges this size or any use are over 100 acres. And then they have usually a secondary safety zone, usually BLM. This safety zone was just City of Redding and Shasta County. And so, therefore, when it came up for sale, I feel that either City of Redding should have donated that secondary, you know, if they were going to force their police to stay out there
sure.
and won't move them, donate that secondary. I mean, that'll solve a bunch of the bullets, not all of them.
How well developed is this property? Because, you know, when you look at it from Google Earth, it looks like a lot of bushes in an open space. Is it a lot of buildings? How many buildings? You said there's a bar.
There's a bar with inside a clubhouse.
Oh, okay.
And then the coverings that you might see are dugouts that people stand in, are supposed to stand in. Not while they shoot. However, caught on their surveillance cameras, when I had one found on my front doormat, a guy was caught shooting from the dugout so he wouldn't be rained on. He had two guests he brought that weren't law enforcement. And I said, okay, well, you got their names and all that? Oh, no, they don't sign. I said, you got a sign-in sheet, right? Yeah, but people don't sign that. I'm like, well, how do you know who to hold accountable? Well, in our parking lot, we saw his license plate on our surveillance camera, so we looked him up, and he told us what he did, and he had two guests there, which confirmed our story. And they're not supposed to shoot from the dugout because that's not safe. The farther back from the target you shoot, the more airspace you create between the shooter and the target. Anyways, I said, okay, well, what are you going to do to punish or reprimand this guy? He said, I said, well, I'd like, if I may, for his membership to be revoked. Oh, no, we don't do that sort of thing. Okay, well, they're going to get back to me about what they do, and they never did. Hmm. So apparently that guy's probably still shooting.
Have you guys
there.
Checked with other I'm sure this happens elsewhere. Have you checked with other gun ranges and stuff in other cities? I mean, what do they do?
A lot of them have changed from the outdoor use to indoor use. Hmm. Yes.
Interesting.
One safety thing that the chief of police does is he only lets his guys shoot from a close range. I think it was 15-foot line and 20-foot line. He says any further back, like they have available, 50 and further, is not as safe. He goes, I can't control what they do off-duty, though, because they shoot from the further back line.
So there was a note. There's a note in the chat room about disclosure when you bought your house.
Oh, I love this
auditor
argument.
Auditor built it.
I love this argument because we less than half the people that are funding or wrote the declarations signed a noise waiver. However, we did not shoot a bullet waiver. I don't know how talking about noise was going to allow us to think or know that bullets were going to be shooting into our driveway.
It doesn't look like it's very far away.
Every bullet that has come and they've investigated, they reassured us they'd made new improvements and this isn't going to happen anymore.
Mm.
So stupidly, we go out there and allow our children to play or go on that trail or walk down the street. And
the trail kind of looks like it's...
it borders the foot of the range.
It's kind of directly in line.
That they shoot, yes.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this obviously is far from over. Bob, back to you. or not. Sorry,
well,
I thought that's what that meant.
To the top of the hour, yes. Well, you're listening to Aaron and
Bill.
What's his name? Yes.
Yeah. That'll
filling in for Carl and Linda. KCNR 1460. More Free Fire Radio after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew. We in Washington and Afghanistan today. General John Campbell, the top U.S. military commander for Afghanistan, placing a wreath at a monument remembering American military personnel killed in action there over the past 14 years.
Today we especially honor all of our fallen of this war. We remember the over 2,300 American soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who have been killed in action during the last 14 years.
And as Americans mark Memorial Day, the president laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns today, followed by remarks at Arlington National Cemetery. Those events taking place at this hour. SRN News military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says, think twice before you wish somebody a happy Memorial Day.
The families that have, especially those recently that are still widows and orphans as a result of their parents being killed in combat.
McGinnis notes the 4,500 U.S. troops have lost their lives in Iraq, 2,400 in Afghanistan. The roar of motorcycle engines filled the air in the nation's capital once again yesterday.
Thousands of bikers saluted military veterans with the Rolling Thunder Ride for Freedom. Retired Marine Corps Sergeant Randall Shuck tells WJLA-TV he's riding to honor the troops who were lost in the Vietnam War.
It's not the ones that are here, it's the ones that are on the wall to ride with me.
That's SRN's Ron DeRockshire reporting. The rain in Spain may fall mainly on the plain, but in the plain states in Texas, not supposed to be quite this much rain in the month of May.
We haven't seen a May like this in the central Texas area in years and years and years. Many people that I have been talking to who live here in central Texas have lived in their homes for 30 years and have never seen the rivers rise like this.
That's Red Cross spokeswoman Bristol Minsker speaking in San Marcos, Texas. Those storms are also blamed for 3 deaths. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
You'll get more floor for less money at Lumber Liquidators with incredible deals on over 400 beautiful full warranty floors from just 49 cents. This week at 5-inch wide pre-finished oak hardwood for under a buck and gorgeous click strand bamboo for $2.29. It's easy to install and 2 times harder than red oak. Plus, save as much as 45% on high quality laminate and vinyl wood plank and get 12-month special financing. Get more floor for less money with unbelievable deals on top quality hardwood. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store near you.
There were some anxious moments near the U.S. Capitol last night.
A bomb squad safely destroyed a pressure cooker found in an unattended vehicle parked on the National Mall near the Capitol building. U.S. Capitol Police say the vehicle's owner was found and arrested. A spokeswoman said the bomb squad was called in because there was a gasoline odor and the vehicle was suspicious in nature.
That's SRN's Greg Cluxton reporting. Relatives of people buried at a Memphis area cemetery will have the opportunity to visit their deceased loved ones on this Memorial Day. And that's for the first time since the cemetery closed more than a year ago. It had closed after its owner was arrested and charged with mishandling bodies, including putting 3 in a single grave. Stocks around the world have been mostly higher today as Wall Street takes a day off for Memorial Day. Markets in London and Hong Kong also closed for the holidays. There are lingering concerns about Greece, where the country's ruling coalition has rejected a call by hardliners to skip payments. This is SRN News. Tourism has not only recovered on the Gulf Coast 5 years after the BP oil spill, but according to SRN's Jeremy House, things are booming.
Officials note that BP spent over $230 million promoting tourism after the 2010 spill. The company also aired national commercials promoting the region for years. According to tourism officials, that publicity blitz boosted tourism to new levels, even as questions remain about the spill's long-term environmental impact.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Tourism is said to be up nationwide. Some places still off limits for fishing off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, following an oil spill.
California Fish and Wildlife Patrol boat remains on scene enforcing the provisions of this fishery closure. The fishery closure also applies to shore-based shellfish collection and fishing.
That's Santos Cabral with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
It's 8 o'clock here.
8 o'clock.
Bill, you have your headphones on backwards again. I love it when you do that.
Yeah.
It looks like you're wearing like a little funny hat.
It gets my right on the left and my left on the right. I feel much better that way.
Aaron, I hear
nothing, Bob.
It's like wearing a patch on one eye.
It just gives him the look.
Lazy eye.
Okay, so we've got, do we have weather? Do we have news?
There is, in fact, weather today, partly cloudy. Yes, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. High will be in the mid-80s and winds out of the south up to 15 miles an hour as we head into the evening hours. It'll be continued partly cloudy. Stray showers or thunderstorms possible, and the low will be around 62, so a little cooler than it was last night. And as we head into Thursday, high pushing up to the 90-degree mark and a 20% chance of rain, depending on where you're at. Currently in Reading, it is 70 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, and pretty soon it will be cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They are locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Super fabulous.
Yeah.
And before we went on the break, we had Four Winds Jewelers. Leo's my jeweler. Yeah. You always get some good jokes when you go in there.
Yeah. Leo's a good guy.
Yeah, and he does good
work. For you folks that don't live in Reading, a 20% chance of rain means
It's not happening.
It ain't happening.
Oh, hey, you know, the thing I was going to add about Four Winds, actually, is they have Jim, the watchmaker. So if you – I collect old watches, like 100-year-old watches, and Jim's the only guy in town who knows how to fix them. The other guys are all taking them to Jim. So you have Reading Memorial Park is doing a Memorial Day event today. Procession starts at 9 a.m., so you have less than an hour. 10 a.m. the program starts. Northern California Veterans Cemetery out in Igo begins at 5:55 tonight on the dot. Definitely go early. And if you don't want to drive out there and negotiate the parking that sometimes gives you a nice long walk, Daniel called us earlier, and there will be a bus leaving from the KRCR parking lot. Down by the convention center.
Yeah.
You will know it's them because they will be the ones driving the bus. And they leave at 4:15. And if I know Daniel, they're leaving at 4:15.
Yeah.
You should be there early, too.
Yeah. Look for the balloons.
Okay. So we're here with Shannon Smith. We're finishing up on the gun range on Record Lane. And so if you missed that whole thing, you'll have to catch up some other way because we can't recap the whole thing. But you had some more, a couple of misconceptions we didn't hit yet.
Okay. Thanks for letting me speak some more about this.
Well, it's good you're doing it because we don't know anything about it. So we had to have you here to do it.
Okay. I'll hurry with this. These last couple points. Okay. So a rumor has been planted and is growing that says, I bet some of those bullets have been planted, like we put them there ourselves.
Oh.
Okay, my comment to that is I would not risk my eternal damnation and lie about the six bullets found in my kids' play area just to prove that bullets are leaving the range.
Is that one of the seven deadly sins?
About bullets.
Sloth. Yeah. I know sloth.
Can't lie about bullets.
Okay, sorry.
Plus, the damaged metal garage door of my next door neighbor, that wasn't planted. It's been investigated by the range owners, and they know they came and repaired it after investigating it. Two doors down from me, the bullet found and burned the lap of a construction worker of Lieutenant Butch Brown. That was not planted. Okay.
So the guy's just sitting there and like, surprise.
On break, yes. Yeah, surprise. Ow. Okay.
Man down.
The hole in my across the street neighbor's roof, that was not planted. Next door to him, the hole in the guy's side stucco wall was not planted.
Somebody had a hole in their roof?
Yeah. Pete Bohatch has a hole in his roof.
Wow.
Yes, and I have a
meteor strike.
Solar guys. You could see it's at an angle. It's coming directly right. from the range. If it was a meteor, it would probably have a downwards angle.
Someone said it was a meteor?
No,
he was teasing.
Joking.
Oh.
Bill was teasing.
Stay with
you
me.
Idiot.
Stay with me.
I was like, what?
Okay.
Now that's planted.
Anyways, I'm not going to risk my eternal damnation on that. So my last point
me
is
either.
That I really want to make sure people know. And lastly, and most importantly, is that this temporary, I repeat, temporary restraining order is for the purposes of temporarily halting the shooting, a halt of the shooting, not closing of the range, its facilities, its tire maze that Live Ammo is used at, its clubhouse that training facilities and classrooms are held at. So your training still can continue. Plus the six other indoor ranges around in town, you can temporarily move to those. We want this temporary halt of shooting until a range engineer of sorts can guarantee, put his name on it, that it is not possible for any more bullets to leave the range. The range is 20 to 25 acres.
Now, is this in effect right now, the temporary?
They
last Wednesday,
for it.
We went to court, and it got recused a few times. And now it's set for this Wednesday in 2 days to hear from the presiding judge.
To decide on it, okay.
That, or he has the, okay. We are aware that this can only be done with building an indoor range. Our group and many others are happy to help build this range and help fundraise for it. I would love to see in 1 year from now breaking ground on an indoor range.
Mm-hmm. So if people want more information?
They can email me at welovebliss. That's welovebliss, just how it sounds. You spell it welovebliss. At yahoo.com. I welcome comments, and I will definitely write you back and tell you the truth of your answer or your question with a good answer.
There you go.
Well, I think that would be a great cause. I think the folks in this community would support that.
Do they want an indoor range? I mean, when you approach the police department,
let's just say
$1 million fell out of the air and they could put an indoor range, would they just say, great? Is it just money that stands in the way?
Well, the ones that I have spoken to off record... yes. It's hard to explain what their opinion is because it's their opinion. They may call in and say what their opinion
no,
is.
No, I just was curious. I mean, it seems like an indoor range would be
a
great
when you're
answer.
You're practicing out in 120 degree weather.
Yeah, sure.
What would
that
you
kind
want?
Of suck.
Would you want the filtered air coming from the debris of those gunshots? Would you want it filtered? Or would you want to breathe it?
Well, an indoor range for police training is not a good answer. I mean, there's a lot of things they do that you can't do on an indoor range.
No, they have three ranges. I'm assuming that one of their ranges may have to relocate to fulfill their needs of outdoorness. Yes.
Right on. Okay, we have Gary on the line.
It's not a simple
who has
answer.
A comment, question, or general input. Hey, Gary.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Fire away.
I'm sure you've heard this to your guest. Why, in your right mind, would you move into a neighborhood that
good
has a
question.
Gun range?
I welcome that question.
No, why would you move into a neighborhood near
well,
a gun range?
Well, I have an answer for that.
Oh, my answer. Okay.
I said that to a friend of mine who lives over at Mary Lake.
Because it's common knowledge that bullets leave?
Wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
I'm
clarifying. Sorry.
He moved in on purpose because he's a gun aficionado, and I guess he has access, whatever. We didn't elaborate, but he moved in there on purpose. Number two, you suffer, I think, from the L.A. airport syndrome.
I love that one.
Where the people are clamoring to move the L.A. airport, which was there first. The gun range was there first. Now, I know you're in danger because of the ricocheting bullets, et cetera, because I talked to Patrick Jones, and he had put forth efforts years ago to move the range, and to no avail, because for the most part, the Redding City Council turns a deaf ear and a no-brain, which they have a lot of. All right, that aside...
we covered a lot of ground here.
They were... The gun range was there first. Three for all the efforts that you put forth, and I'm sure a lot, you have misconceptions regarding the terminology of guns, but I'll let that aside.
Yeah, we didn't get into that whole thing.
Own research. Number four, an indoor range. We already have one, so to speak. An indoor range does not do it. Believe me, an indoor range does not do it. However, there is one being built, and I'm sure that you are 100% behind that. Am I right?
I don't know what indoor range you're referring to, so I probably am. I probably am for that.
Okay, guys, we got to take a really quick break.
We're coming up on a break, Gary.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your call, 605-4567. This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield. As soon as we come back from the break, how about that, okay? Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair does what no other windshield repair business can, offers full guarantee from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst can assist you. Call Jeff at 241-8373 or stop by 328 Market Street, Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. More Free Fire Radio right after this.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People across our nation are achieving remarkable things in later life. Compass Shining Care invites you to celebrate Older Americans Month, honoring the achievements of seniors who are using their wisdom, talents, and expertise to make a positive impact in our community. Nominate a local senior today for the 3rd Annual Powerful Senior Award. Shining Care invites you to join us in promoting healthy aging, increased community involvement, and quality life for our elders. Shining Care's life care experts provide guidance and advocacy for families who are caring for older relatives or disabled adults, assisting with the challenges of aging by providing consultations and risk assessments, care planning, coordination, and in-home care, as well as the advocacy and support that provide families peace of mind. Visit shiningcare.org or visit Grace Place Tea House at 1448 Pine Street in downtown Reading.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio 819, and we're going to finish up our conversation here with Aaron and Bill.
Hey, welcome back. We still have Shannon Smith here. We're talking about the gun range there on Record Lane, and
Yes, I want to thank that previous caller. He asked a lot of questions that I covered already. Important question, which I love, is the theory of why did we move out there if we knew a gun range was out there? And two, the airport theory. Okay, so we moved out there because of the safety that's advertised on the internet, Mary Lake Subdivision, safety of the flooding that happens in different parts of Redding. Moving next to a gun range does not at all tell me that bullets are leaving a range. That's ridiculous that any range would allow their bullets to leave and not have a secondary safety zone. I'm caught in the middle between a 30-year fight between the Redding police and the city that evicted them. And now they're shooting at us. Our ricochets, are leaving, and stray bullets are leaving, and they're landing on our private property, and we had nothing to do with that argument. I'm for the police and fighting with them on getting their range that was promised to them.
So the temporary restraining order is being heard
Wednesday?
Yeah. And how long do you think that'll be in effect, if in fact it goes into effect?
Well, I'm hoping until an engineer of sorts, a range engineer of sorts, can prove that no more bullets.
But so that's being decided by the judge? Is that?
I don't. What's the reason?
I mean, if you file a temporary restraining order, are you asking for
asking.
A period of time? Okay.
Yeah, a period of time until it can be proven that no more bullets. We're aware that it probably will take an indoor range.
Sure.
Or covering the whole thing with some kind of outside structure. Right now, it's just a covered backstop, a curved backstop over the target. The other theory was the airport theory. Why would you move next to an airport and complain of the noise? Okay, well, I don't know why I have to explain how noise and bullets are two different things, but I will.
We kind of hit that it isn't a noise complaint. It's a
safety issue.
It's a safety issue at this point.
Yes. I live next to a street and my kids play next to the street, not inside the street. I'm making an analogy of the range. If a car comes up and it trespasses onto my property and hits my kids, are people going to say, well, you knew you were next to a street? Okay. Oh, well, that doesn't give cars the right to come onto my property and endanger the lives of my children. You know,
I think Comrade Ann has summed it up nicely. Cities are notorious for poor planning. Not enough true visionaries ever walked the earth.
Yeah, the officials that made the promise are probably long gone, and I'm left here to help fight that battle with the police to
right
get
on.
A safe range.
Cool. Well, thanks very
thanks
much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming in.
Carl said he was talking about that this morning. It's like, well, I guess we'll get all smartened up because I didn't been working on other things, did not know this was going on.
Thank you, Aaron.
The only one. Well, except for Bill. Thanks very much. We are now going to be joined by Marcia Ramstrom. She is
during what we call a hot switch in the industry.
Is that the part where you switch when the microphone's still on?
Yeah.
We're like, Marcia, grab the headphones. Oh, you know, what the heck? It's easy.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
See, if we're going to learn a lot of stuff, we have to be flexible.
Good morning,
Marcia. It was nice of you to stop by my office Friday and, let me goof off on, the topic of mental health because it always makes me a little squirrely. I'm sure there's a whole category of people.
You are living proof that some people slip through the system and don't get issues resolved.
See, I could say they go undetected, but I think I was detected quite some time ago, as were the rest of the members of my family.
Yeah, I think you probably heard, please go. Please go.
Please stop
please
it.
Move on.
Stop it.
Stop it. But you were promoting a workshop that's happening at Shasta College, and I said, well, hey, we have this time on Monday when we're talking about nothing, but it turned out we were talking about something because the gun range thing was far more complicated than we thought, just from the standpoint of all the possible viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it was not a gun seminar, and I know people were pushed that, she used the word assault weapons and blah, blah, blah. We'll just let that slide. It was not all about, it wasn't supposed to be a technical gun talk.
No.
It was people from the neighborhood that are having an issue. So,
yeah. Well, I think if a bullet landed in my yard, I'd want to know where it came from,
or my garage door, or my roof.
I mean, obviously, there's an issue there. So,
yeah.
I'm glad we had her in and talked about that.
Yeah, very cool.
Absolutely.
And it was on Carl's schedule, and he asked us to come in here and do it. So,
it's actually Carl's fault.
It's call Carl and tell him you're not happy. Oh my gosh. So, the workshop on mental health, which is an interesting segue.
It is, isn't it?
Go ahead and do that however you like.
So
So
tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So first off, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so we're just out here promoting.
It's almost over. I had no idea.
I know. Luckily, we got in here this week. Just out here promoting mental health literacy and make sure people understand the how many people are suffering from mental illness.
I think any of us who have ever driven the streets, I asked her if there was a component to the workshop about helping people turn their blinkers off. Because it's making the rest of us crazy.
Yeah.
She said that's not part of the workshop. But
it is not.
I was thinking about secretly attending and then bringing that up.
Add a little paragraph there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and she probably will attend and add her own pieces to it.
She thought it might make it more fun.
You better hope she doesn't attend, because I could give you a little heads up on where that's going to go.
You hater.
Oh, no.
Could have anything on haters?
No. Okay, so anyway, I'm here to talk about this new community education course called Mental Health First Aid. And just like physical or traditional first aid, it teaches you what mental illnesses are out there, how common they are, what risk factors and warning signs to watch for. And then it also gives you an action plan on how to refer people to treatment. And it goes over local resources for mental health and substance use disorder supports and services.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many, I know you can't know this number definitively, but just, you know, guesstimating. Okay, how many people out there really need, I know there are probably how many people fall into this category?
Okay, so statistics tell us that in any given year, 20 to 25% of Americans will experience a mental health disorder.
Wow.
So, and that includes youth. So we're looking at maybe 1 in 4 or 1 in 5. That's huge. Out of those, only about 20 to 30% are actually getting any help. So because of the stigma, discrimination, you know, lots of different reasons.
It's kind of hard to go tell your boss you need to take some time off because you're...
I know.
Yeah, you think you might become a postal. Yeah, that's not good.
It's getting better now. We are able to talk about it more, and that's part of the program that we're offering, which is Mental Health First Aid, is to increase mental health literacy and get people talking about it, because if we're being honest, either we are experiencing it or someone in our family or close friends. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, 1 out of 4, that's huge.
Yeah.
So whether they're diagnosed or not.
There's 4 of us in this room. I'm just looking around. Who is the weakest link?
I've dealt with all my issues.
I'm solidly in denial. I think I'm covered.
So I guess I'll be the one that raises my hand. I'm the one.
We were going to make it be Bob.
Okay, Bob.
We were going to drop the shoe on Bob.
Become your producer, yeah.
Poor
Bob's
Bob.
Bob's got his finger on the button. He's like, and that's why I have my finger on the button. Well, okay, so now when is it? Well, we're goofing off here.
So these courses are being offered through Shasta College Community Education. We have 2 different classes planned for June. So on June 11th, we are offering the Youth Mental Health First Aid course, and that is designed for people who work with youth. It's not designed for youth. That will maybe come later. But June 11th, Youth Mental Health First Aid, it's for teachers, coaches, youth group leaders, youth pastors, anyone who deals with children and adolescents, or anyone with maybe children or adolescents who are suffering from a mental illness, where if they want to get some more information on how to help them.
This is how to work with them more efficiently and help them get, like, point them in the right direction, not how to be the mental health person.
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't diagnose. Definitely we don't diagnose. In this 8-hour community education course, we don't diagnose. I tell my participants, if you walked in here not knowing how to diagnose mental illness, you'll walk out here not knowing how to diagnose mental illness. So it's all about basically just being that first responder, knowing what to watch for. For the youth one, it kind of helps you look at, okay, is this typical adolescent development, or is this something my child or my student or my neighbor's child or my niece is going through that maybe needs to be looked at a little more carefully? So, and
that's tough.
Yes, it's a tough
conversation.
Especially
between about 10 and 15, you know?
Uh-huh, yes.
It's like, are they just being, you know,
12
or whatever the thing is?
That's it, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of helps you, and even if you don't determine that, yeah, this is maybe a diagnosable mental health disorder, at least you're seeing some signs and symptoms that say, hey, maybe they just need a little extra support or, you know, a little bit of extra help. It's not that we're going to go around and diagnose everybody.
But you're going to give them, like, what's available in the community. And now, is there a charge to this?
There is. There, it's $99 for the eight-hour course, and you actually register through Shasta College Community Education website. And that $99 includes the eight-hour training, includes lots of food all day long, continental breakfast, lunch, snack, coffee, water, tea, and the certificate. So just
the weight
like,
loss seminar comes the next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, we will have brownies or cookies in the afternoon. Oh. That's the best part.
Diabetes workshop.
Yeah. You do get a
follow-up.
Lots to plan for.
So much to plan for.
You do also get a certificate. So just like traditional CPR and first aid, you get a certificate that's good for 3 years. And the manual, I actually brought a couple of them. The participant manual is this huge book that's like a resource that people will use later on. Yes.
Right on.
Yes.
All right, we're going to come back, talk about this some more.
Great.
Take a swift break here.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. The outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642. That's 221-2642. They took care of the heating system at my place, and they'll do a good job taking care of the heating system, heating and cooling system at yours. That's Alliance Heating and Air.
All the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky star.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
My name is Ben Goring, and I'm a high-voltage journeyman lineman for REU, your community-owned electric utility. Linemen maintain REU's system. No matter summer's heat or winter's cold and rain, we are there for you. Our team loves what we do and are committed to doing it safely. Providing the Redding community with reliable power is not only a top priority at REU, it's our passion. I live, work, and play in this community. I'm a husband, a dad, and the coach of my daughter's soccer team. I'm a lineman and very proud to be part of Redding Electric Utilities family.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, the time is 8:34. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, 96001, well, 244-9478 is where Carl gets his haircut. It's where I'll be going to get my haircut tomorrow and my beard trimmed, which I badly need. It is 8:35, and now Free Fire Radio continues with our guest hosts.
Great song.
Cover version by the U.S. Army band and chorus.
And
of course,
good.
That's all to commemorate Memorial Day.
Nice. Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Right on. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Two little quick reminders. You've got about 25 minutes until the procession starts at the Reading Memorial Park there on Continental Street. 10 o'clock, the program begins, and then Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo starts at 5:55 on the dot.
Yep.
Be there early. If you would like to ride a bus, we had Daniel called us earlier, and down by KRCR in the Civic parking lot, there will be a bus, leaves at 4:15 sharp. So you can't complain, you can't go, because the parking makes you walk too far. You could have taken the bus.
That's right. You know, I'm always impressed, too. When you drive around on Memorial Day or 4th of July, how many people put their flags out? I mean, there's a lot of patriots out there. I kind of wish people would fly.
And where are they the rest of the year?
Yeah,
there are 364 other days.
Yeah, every day. Put your flag out every
day. Fly the darn flag. You put the holder up in your house. How hard is it?
Yeah, put a flag in there. Because people really don't care if it has a pumpkin on it or,
all the other Snoopy
holidays.
Or whatever his name is.
Put the American
what's wrong
flag out.
I know. When we were kids, the only thing that hung on the front of your house was the American flag.
Yeah.
They didn't make those other flags until way later because I'm old. Is there therapy for that, Marcia?
We'll have to get to that.
That's a different seminar. So we're talking about, your business is called the Lotus Center.
Yes.
School-based mental health services, because you were a school counselor, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's where it started?
Mm-hmm. I've been a school counselor for about 12 years, and I was a teacher prior to that.
What'd you teach?
High school math.
Right on.
Yeah.
I was high school English. I ran away, too.
Oh, yeah.
Good
for
you.
I only lasted a few years as
a
teacher.
I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's
tough.
It's not even more fun when you're the grown-up.
I know,
right? I know. I tried to make it more fun, but all those people that were grumpy, they were in the other classrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Very difficult.
I was in trouble all the time.
In the principal's office?
I was in trouble a lot.
Me too.
Everything that happened, they blamed me. What? So you transitioned from that to private practice. Do you work with grown-ups and kids or mostly kids?
Actually, everybody. So about 2 years ago, I began the Lotus Center, or the formal name Lotus Educational Services. And I contract mostly with K through 8s, providing one-on-one counseling, social-emotional groups, school staff training and development, and also community programs like mental health first aid. And I also work with families. So working with just a child or student, you don't really get anywhere. So it really helps to bring in the family. So I did some family consultation and really just trying to help kids by helping everyone that's in their lives, which includes their family, school staff, and community members.
And you're over on Bocelli Lane.
Yes, yes, where American Cancer Society used to be. So I took over their little Country Club Shopping Center.
Okay.
Yes.
Thought we should get that out there before we get distracted.
Excellent.
Okay, so we talked about the seminar for youth. That's on June the 11th.
Yes.
At Shasta College, and it's in their directory of stuff you can take?
It's on the community education. So if you go into ShastaCollege.edu, community education, you'll see that as one of their listings. And you're able to register right on there. Oh. And so I was mentioning the manual. So the manual, it only runs about $20. It's included in the $99 registration fee. But this manual is a better resource than some psychology textbooks I purchased in college for nearly $200. So this is a really good resource. It's user-friendly.
It was written by people with lived experience and experts in the field. So it just, I mean, it alone is worth $99 easily.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Amazing.
And then there's all the food.
Yes.
The eating.
Absolutely.
The eating and the workbook. So, you know, that's a good $99 value.
Yes.
And then you're doing one for adults.
Yes.
That's based on, or what, the topic is adults.
Uh-huh. So the adult mental health first aid is being offered June 25th, also at the Downtown College location. You can register on their community education web page. And it is geared more towards common mental illnesses you'll see in adults: anxiety, depression, eating disorders, substance use disorders, things like that. And it just gives you a good idea of what's out there, what to watch for, how to help, and then who in our community to refer those individuals to.
Okay.
So,
so you have a husband, a wife, a brother, a sister, somebody that you know that's not a kid anymore, that's you think they might be depressed. And you're thinking, oh, I'd kind of like to learn more about this. So they go to the thing.
Yes.
And
yep.
What do they expect to walk away with?
So what you learn is not only what things to watch for, but then you learn an action plan. So just like regular CPR has the ABC mnemonic mm-hmm. to help you remember the action plan for that, mental health first aid has an action plan mnemonic called ALGEE, A-L-G-E-E. And what that stands for
is... It's nice to even spell it incorrectly.
I know, right? It stands for... A is assess for risk of suicide or harm. So the first thing they learn is you need to make sure that the person isn't in immediate danger for themselves and others. So that's what the A is. L is listen non-judgmentally. So we all think we're really good listeners.
No, we stink at
we,
that.
Yeah, we stink at that.
Even I know that. I don't need a seminar for that.
So we help them learn that listening is one thing, but you really have to listen non-judgmentally to the people as they talk about, you know, what they're going through. Because we may not understand, say, schizophrenia or anxiety if we've never experienced it. But so you really have to be open and listen to people as they talk about what they're dealing with. The G is for give reassurance and information. So sometimes people just need to be reassured. You know, this is, here's probably what you're going through. It'll pass. There's help. There's hope. Most mental illnesses aren't curable, but they're treatable. So we talk about that. So we give them that reassurance and information about things that can help. The first E is for encourage appropriate professional help. So we refer them to local resources where they can get the professional help.
So drinking heavily or, you know, things like that, probably not.
Not on the list.
Not a good choice.
No, don't go down to your local bar for.
Why are you laughing, Bill?
I have to go home and reevaluate my whole action plan.
I was just trying to. I was trying to make all the mistakes for you.
So Bill's going to attend this with you now, right, Aaron? This would be a kick.
Bill, the not drinker.
So appropriate professional help does not include your local bartender.
There you go.
Giving you advice.
So even I knew that.
Yeah. And then the last E is for encourage self-help and other support strategies. So people who are struggling need to find whatever works for them, you know, hiking, biking, yoga, meditation, prayer, knitting, whatever self-help you can find that helps you deal with your challenges is something we also encourage.
Bill's building a model boat.
Nice.
That's therapy.
Yeah. I'm reevaluating the model boat. Oh, there's a koala.
There is a koala in the room now.
Okay. We're going to talk about the koala in the room.
That's not an elephant.
It's not an elephant.
Not the elephant in the room. It's the koala.
Is that a punching koala?
No.
It's too small. You'd hit someone else. It'd be like the shooting range.
See, if that was in my house, I'd be getting hit with it.
It could be a stress koala. I guess you could just squeeze him. Isn't he cute?
He's pretty cute.
Okay, so this is ALGEE.
We don't get a book in the adult one. We get a koala. Is that what you're telling
us? You get both. You don't get my koala, though. So this is
ALGEE. I forgot to
tell
you how helpful I'd be today.
I could tell by our meeting.
Yeah, you kind of knew how helpful I'd be.
So ALGEE is a little koala bear. He's the mascot for Mental Health First Aid. This program actually began in Australia, and it was brought to America in 2008 or 2009, and is actually worldwide in over 23 countries. Mental Health First Aid is being taught. And so Algie is our little mascot. He's this cute little stuffed koala that I get to bring with me to all the trainings. And he rewards participants with candy when they get the right answer. So
there's
he gets
candy
to
for the grown-ups.
Oh, there's candy too. Yes.
Great. So. This is just a vice. This is a big vice thing.
See,
do we get to
I'm
swear and lie
already.
Too? Hey, this is like Pinocchio.
Candy.
This is the island, isn't it?
Yeah, and we laugh and we cry. It's
oh,
all
yeah.
there.
Yeah, the crying.
Oh,
no.
Come on. So, yeah, so our mental health first aid is worldwide.
Put the brakes on.
She's not going to cry.
No.
Yeah. No.
And the other thing, nationally, it's there are currently over 6,000 instructors like me who are trained to train people throughout the country, and we've currently trained over 300,000 people to be mental health first aiders throughout our country.
Wow.
So it's big.
That's nice.
Yes.
And they're all on candy. No wonder they're better.
Yeah, they're all jacked up on sugar.
Still have their blinkers running when they're not turning, however.
Right.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Marcia some more. And probably goof off a little bit, too.
It is 8:35 on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, and I'm sending this one out to Chief Daniel, retired Coast Guard chief and a good friend of mine. Tobacco and Brew is the sponsor for this portion of Free Fire Radio, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great-tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best-tasting spring water in the world.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
It is 10 minutes before 9 o'clock here on KCNR 1460, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work, or buying ammo. John Bastiani provides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Happy Memorial Day, folks. In 10 minutes.
Hey, I know about Macchiato.
Did you find out about it?
Yeah, he was in The Karate Kid, wasn't he?
It was Macchiato or
Ralph
something
Macchio,
like that.
Ralph Macchio, yeah.
Oh, Ralph. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, wow, that's
Ralph
close.
Macchiato.
Yeah.
Good one. They named a coffee drink after him. We've all decided we don't know what's in it exactly.
But it's
sugar,
good.
Milk, some other stuff. So,
froth.
10 minutes from now, the procession starts at Reading Memorial Park on Continental. 10 o'clock, the program starts. So if you're just waking up on Memorial Day and thawing out the hot dogs for this evening, you should scurry on over to the Reading Memorial Park. And Northern California Veterans Cemetery begins at 5:55 this evening. There's a bus leaving the Civic parking lot at 4:15 sharp, and that is free of charge, actually. They're just asking for donations to cover gas, so there's no excuse not to,
That's right.
not to go
not
out.
It's not a short bus.
It is not a short bus. It is 50-something, what did he say, 50-some seats? Who was
something?
Paying attention?
55 seats.
55,
yes.
Yeah.
55 seats.
Same as the number
that
of states in our
union. That was the $64,000 question.
Yeah.
I thought that was 57.
That was 57. I got it wrong.
Got to pay attention.
Yeah.
All right. Back to mental health. I knew Bill would provide us with a segue of some sort.
Perfect. Okay,
so let's see if you missed it. On June 11th, there is a youth seminar. It's 8 hours, yes?
It is.
Eight hours. It's a full day. And lots of food and stuff like that. You get a great workbook. And on June 25th is the adults one. When's the cutoff for registration? June 11th and June 25th?
Or sure, yeah.
Can they pay at the door?
Until the last minute. They actually need to register and pay online through the college, yes.
So don't just show up. And it's happening where?
At
just down the street?
Downtown location, yes. Okay. Upstairs in room 8220.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And how many people do you anticipate? Do you have any idea? Have you done this before?
Yes. 20 to 30 is usually a good size.
Nice. So you can kind of hide in the crowd, but, you know.
No, you couldn't.
No?
You couldn't.
You will be singled out. There will be
singling
out. That's a whole seminar of its own. Okay, all you people go in the other room. Is the adult seminar $99 as well?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, everything's the same. The other thing I forgot to mention, it is based on adult learning, so it's not just 8 hours of lecture. There's like little pieces of lecture, video, group work, role-playing. Yes, role-playing. I know.
Deal breaker.
Okay, never mind that. It's safe. It's, you know, low-risk role-playing. It's not anything too scary. I've done three trainings in Shasta County already. I trained Reading School of the Arts staff. I've trained Columbia and Mountain View staff. And then I did a community training a few weeks ago that was sponsored by American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And we had, I think, 25 community members from all different areas of our community that took that. And everyone that's taken it so far said it was awesome. A lot of people say it's one of the best trainings they've ever had, and all of them said they would refer other people to this training. So
nice.
It's really getting some good
feedback. Well, because most of the time, if you're talking about this, I mean, let's be fair, you're looking at taking some big old long college class because you want to qualify as a whatever mental health professional. So
clinician
for just
or something.
Regular people who'd like to be more useful to, you know, friends, family, coworkers that are potentially having stress. Okay, so the ultimate stress, we talked about it on the break, is suicide.
Right.
So,
right. And we do cover that topic in the training. It's estimated that about 90% of the people who die by suicide have a diagnosable mental health disorder at the time of their death. So diagnosable, it doesn't mean they're diagnosed. Most of them are not diagnosed and not getting treated. So suicide prevention is a big part of not a big part of mental health first aid, but we do cover it. And we go over, you know, what to watch for, some of the common warning signs, and really just to give you an idea that it's out there. It's an issue in our families, in our schools, in our communities, and the more we know, the more we can prevent.
Sure. Because they don't, because I had made the comment that a lot of times people say, oh, well, I thought I didn't realize that the way they were acting actually meant that. But right. There are tons of people who actually commit suicide and nobody had a clue.
Right. And that happens a lot. And not all of them show signs or give clues, but most of them do. I also teach a 2-day community education training called ASSIST, Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training. And I've done about 6 of those in our community in the last year and a half. And it really goes, if you want to know more about suicide prevention or intervention, that really goes into, you know, what are the warning signs? We call them invitations. What invitations are people giving us that are showing that they're at risk of suicide, and how do we respond? So that's another really good
an invitation to help them.
Yes,
not
absolutely.
An invitation to suicide.
It's an invitation to help them. Right. Yeah. So instead of calling it a warning sign, we call it an invitation because they're inviting you in to help them, and they're saying, "Hey, look."
And a lot of times, you know, it's just easier. You know, so and so is such a drag. You know, let's not invite
I
them.
Know.
And
right.
So a lot of times they get cut out
right.
from their friends and family. I would imagine
mm-hmm.
Because people either don't know how to handle it.
Yes.
Or have tried and, yeah. you know, feel like they're not getting anywhere.
Right.
So we should let people know that your name is Marcia Ramstrom. You are with the Lotus Center on Bocelli Lane in the
Country Club Shopping Center.
Yeah. Right on. You do school-based mental health services, so kids, grown-ups, families, all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They can reach you at office or which?
Office is great.
Office is 338-2282. Nice.
Excellent.
Okay, I thought we'd put that out there before Bob said we had 5 seconds.
Perfect.
So we actually have like almost 5 minutes. I mean, we have 4. Darn it.
4 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, why do I bother looking at the clock? I should just look at Bob's fingers.
He only shows
so what are
one.
We missing?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
just
you only saw
special
one
for
finger?
You, Bill. Ding!
He's
Bill's
bad.
Scared.
The other thing I forgot to mention is CEUs are available for several different professionals. So if you need continuing education units, we can currently offer them for nurses, human resource professionals, and I'm awaiting confirmation to be able to offer them to drug and alcohol counselors, social workers, and marriage family therapists.
Hmm.
So CEUs do cost a little bit extra, but it's a nice thing to get. So you get a good training, you get good food, and you can take care of some of your CE requirements at the same time.
Nice. So is this like 8 to 5? What's the time frame?
It is 8 to 4:30.
Okay.
Yes. And we do get that 30 minutes for lunch, but lunch is on site, and we kind of do a networking lunch so people can share information. And
cool.
It's really
and this
cool.
is during – I don't have a calendar
They're
in front of
Thursdays.
Me. During the week? Or,
yes.
Okay.
These are offered Thursdays during the summer. Our goal is to offer them every month. Right now we're going to start with June and see what the community need is, and then we'll go from there. But ideally we'd like to offer it monthly through mm-hmm. community ed.
Good. Well, I think that's fun. There are a lot of, especially the youth thing.
Yes.
You know, things have changed for kids, obviously, since we were all kids.
Yeah, and it's rough.
It's a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, it's a different world today.
What's the biggest thing with youth that when people come in that they need help with?
Anxiety.
Yeah.
That's huge. And
really?
The average age of onset for anxiety is 8. So that means 50% of the people that are going to go on and have an anxiety disorder experience symptoms prior to the age of 8. And it's huge. I work with kids all the time that are dealing with that. So I'd say anxiety for the younger kiddos, and then depression for like middle school on up is huge.
It's hard to imagine that you could actually be clinically depressed
at such
yes.
a young age
and not have any bills or any of that. I mean,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
you think of that only being a grown-up's thing.
It's definitely not.
So
it's,
it isn't
adolescent
just,
depression is huge, and it's a sad thing. And most people think, oh, it's just a phase or it's just their hormones
their
or
mood,
something,
yeah.
but... And the sooner they can get help, the less debilitating the illness can be. So that's why my focus in my business is prevention and early intervention, because if we don't get in there and help them early, it is worse and harder to treat.
And do you work on behavior things or medication things or both, or depends on who it is?
Yeah, it depends on the situation. I think everyone's an individual. And then I don't, you know, we talk about behavior on my end of it, but then the professionals that I refer them to then work on, you know, is medication necessary? A lot of times I ask them to try, you know, changes in what they're eating, exercise, because so many things can be helped with just a change in diet.
So that's
and
a biggie now is I hear a lot of that food has a big effect on how kids are managing.
Absolutely.
Bob just gave you the finger, Bill. We're down to the one finger.
Right. Well, we're going to wrap it up, and as we are in the middle of Memorial Day, I want to send this out to remember all those who have fallen on this day.
Absolutely. Because that's what Memorial Day is for. It's not really about hot dogs.
All who have fallen in the service of this country, we end for those of us who remember. Have a great Memorial Day.
Thanks, everybody. Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow.
Have a great Memorial Weekend.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Solemn ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery today, remembering those this Memorial Day who've paid the ultimate price in defense of their country. President Obama telling those gathered, the nature of war has changed over the years, but the qualities of those who fight remains constant.
Honor, courage, selflessness. Those values lived in the hearts of everyday heroes who risked everything for us in every American war. Men and women who now rest forever in these quiet fields and across our land.
Millions of Americans mark this unofficial start of summer at the beach or with barbecues, but SRN military analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says it's important to remember the true meaning of this day.
We've had about 650,000 that have been battle deaths.